Friends in Christ, what is your favorite portrait of Jesus Christ? Or perhaps another way of asking the question is, what do you think is the most accurate and authentic portrait that you've ever seen of Jesus Christ? Many people might argue that the Shroud of Turin has provided us an image of the face of Christ that gives us the most authentic portrait. The many portraits have been taken from that burial cloth that reveals, in a certain sense, the face of Christ himself. Others might argue that theologically, the first image that we have in the 3rd century in the catacombs of San Calixtus here in the city of Rome shows us an authentic image of Christ. It's Christ the Good Shepherd in those tombs that is leading souls through death to eternal life. That's an authentic portrait of who Christ is for us. For many others, maybe it's something personal, like an image from Leonardo da Vinci or El Greco that provides an authentic portrait of how you believe Christ should be represented. Many theologians, certainly the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and our late beloved Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, all agree that the Beatitudes that we find in the Gospel this weekend in St. Matthew provide a portrait that is authentic for who Christ is. That in his own words, he provides an image or a portrait or a portrayal of his very self. And so it is that Christ is the one who is poor in spirit, truly humble. It's Christ who mourns over the sorrows and the tragedies of the world that we live in. It is Christ who is meek, Christ who hungers and thirsts for righteousness. It is Christ above all who is merciful, clean of heart, a peacemaker. And Christ, who himself is insulted and persecuted for the sake of the kingdom of God. We're given an authentic portrait of Christ in the Beatitudes, but not only of Christ, but also an authentic portrait of the blessed life, the life that we're called to live as disciples of our Lord. And one of the challenges of the Beatitudes is found in the verb tense that Jesus uses when he talks about the blessed life. It's not the case that those who mourn, those who are persecuted and insulted, those who suffer and who struggle in this world will be consoled only afterwards. And a blessed life in the world to come. No, Jesus Christ says, blessed are the poor in spirit, right here, right now. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted and insulted for the kingdom of God. Already the life of heaven begins to flow back into the world we live in. We begin to take on flesh in the blessed life, right here, right now, and live it out in the world around us. It is Christ who calls us to take on that portrait of himself, to resemble him as we walk with him in discipleship on the way home to eternal life, that we're called to be another Christ in the world we live in. And that term, another Christ, or alter Christus in Latin, has a beautiful and long tradition in our Catholic faith. And so it's been used by Pope Pius XI, by Pope Benedict XVI, by many other theologians to describe the life of the Catholic priest. So a priest is called to be an alter Christus, another Christ, to conform his life to Christ crucified in a very particular way in his vocation. Because it is Christ who speaks through the priest in a very particular way when he stands at the altar and says, this is my body. Christ is speaking through him, bringing the Eucharist into the community. It is Christ who speaks through the priest, and the sacrament of reconciliation. I absolve you of your sins. Christ reconciling, Christ forgiving. And so the priest is called to be another Christ, to conform his life to Jesus Christ in a particular way. And yet the first one to be called an alter Christus was not a priest at all. It was in the 12th century, the first time that term was applied, and it was used to describe St. Francis of Assisi, that he had become so conformed to Christ crucified. He had become so poor in spirit, so humble before God and others, that he had truly mourned so greatly over the sadness of this world, had become such a peacemaker, had himself been insulted and persecuted so many times for the sake of the kingdom of God, that in so many ways he lived the Beatitudes so as to bring heaven back into this world and to witness to it with his life, his words, and his actions. He was an alter Christus. And so we are called in the body of Christ. How is the Holy Spirit fashioning us in these days, making that portrait of Christ present in us? Where do we find that we're becoming, please God, poor in spirit, truly humble before God and others? Where do we mourn and grieve and struggle in the world that we live in? Where do we find ourselves being called to a greater meekness, a greater hunger and thirst for righteousness in this world? Where is God calling us to be more merciful, more clean of heart, to be peacemakers? Where perhaps are we even being insulted and persecuted for what we believe and for the sake of the kingdom of God? It is in all these places that God is fashioning a portrait of Christ in us. May we truly be docile to how God is doing that, informing that portrait of Jesus in us so that we might be present to a world that desperately longs to see the face of God.